Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to my replay viewers. Thank you for those joining in on the web. And thank you to my Blog Talk Radio listeners. Tonight, I'm doing a live simulcast on Periscope and on Blog Talk Radio. So welcome. Hey, MassMan5960, thanks for joining. So you're getting a treat. I'm doing a live simulcast of my online talk radio show, Share My World Show, and my usual daily evening scope. I'm Lakeisha Riddick. I'm a blogger of ShareMyWorldShow.com. That's my blog. And, hey, babe, and online talk radio show host of Share My World Show. So I share my life story on Share My World Show. And the show airs biweekly on Tuesday evenings at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So thank you so much for joining. I appreciate it. You can follow for my Blog Talk Radio listeners. You can follow me on Periscope at Lakeisha Riddick. That's L-A-K-I-S-H-A Riddick. And you can also, and everybody can follow me on all social media, Share My World Show, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. My blog is ShareMyWorldShow.com, and I have an email address, ShareMyWorldShow@gmail.com, if you'd like to send me emails about feedback or just anything that you like to do. So why do I do this show? I do this show for four reasons. One, the first reason is as a believer in Christ, I believe that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. That blood of the Lamb represents the blood that was shed by Jesus on the cross. So I believe that that blood covers me so that any issues, any sin, whatever I'm dealing with or whatever I will deal with, I can overcome it. And I overcome it by telling my story. The second reason is I do this to encourage others and encourage myself because I believe that a lot of times we think that we're alone, but we're not. There's always somebody else out there that is dealing with something similarly, and we can always be able to encourage each other. Okay, the third reason is this creates a permanent reminder for me. Hey, Sipti, hey, Raina, excuse me. I always talk about engaging your memory to remind you about what God has done for you. So this does it for me. I can always go to the archives for the episodes on Blog Talk Radio. I go to my YouTube channel now to watch old videos. And I can look at my old blog, so ShareMyWorldShow.com. So this is a way for me to remind myself that the same God did it for me before, that he could do it again. And finally, I do it because as a believer, I believe in the Great Commission that we're supposed to go out and make disciples in Jesus' name. So this is a way of me connecting with people that I would never normally connect with all over the world through the radio show and through my scope. So thank you so much for joining, and let's pray. Father, I thank you for tonight. I thank you that you speak through me to everybody that's connected. There was no coincidence that they joined in tonight. Ask you, Lord, to speak through me. Allow your words to minister through me to inspire and encourage somebody in your journey. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so tonight's show called, you know what tonight's show is, right? It's the title of the scope. It's called, What Does Your Why Look Like? And when I talk about why, I'm talking about why are you on your journey of transformation? Hey, Katrina, how are you? And to my Blog Talk Radio followers, I'm greeting people as they come into the scope. So if you have her Periscope on your phone or on your iPad, come on and join us and let me know that you're here. I appreciate it. So when I'm saying, what does it look like? Like, what, when somebody asks you, why are you changing? Why, hey, T. Michelle Cannon, are you going through this transformation, right? Thank you so much for the hearts. Do you have an answer for that? Are you able to articulate, hey, how are you? Thanks for joining. Are you able to articulate it? So I tell you the first thing, if you don't have an answer for what somebody asks you, and I'm not talking about somebody just trying to be nosy, I'm talking about somebody that's in your circle that cares about you. How you doing, Katrina? Here's the thing. I don't know how successful you're going to be on your journey of transformation because you, excuse me, you have to be able to articulate it, okay, very well. And then the next part is what I even use in the description. If you follow me on Blog Talk Radio for the show, you have to be able to visualize it, right? So, again, somebody asks you, why are you, you know, going through these things for this journey of transformation? You should be able to articulate it. And I'll tell you something else. Thanks for inviting followers, Carlton and Katrina. The other thing is that the Victor sharing on Twitter, your why cannot just be about you. It is about you, but it cannot just be about you. I know a lot of times we become selfish, and yes, there are certain things that we, thank you so much for the hearts, we need to be selfish about, but the other thing is that we also need to know that when God is working through us to change us, it's not just for us. He's changing us to help, inspire, and encourage other people to be drawn closer to him. So think about that as well when you're looking at your why, okay? So when I think about some people's reasons for whys, I mean, you could chime in as well if you want to comment. Sometimes I hear people say that they're changing, right, or they're going through a transformation because for themselves, they're going through it for family, friends. Some people are going through it for fame, for money, for, you know, external appearances, or just any other reasons. I don't know. Jimmy Style, you could kind of join in if you like and share some reasons maybe that you feel that you're going through that I hadn't mentioned. So here's what it looks like. What does that look like, right? Okay, say if a person had been addicted to drugs. Now their why looks like, okay, I'm changing because I don't want to be addicted to drugs anymore. Did anybody watch Jungle Fever? I like that movie, right? Well, I always think about Gator. Samuel Jackson, he played that role to a T, if anybody watched that movie. And Gator, he was strung out. He was a crackhead, right? Now, he wanted to change, right? And his mother, sister, she wanted him to change too. But the thing was, his why wasn't greater than his desire to do those drugs. I'm going to get into that a little bit later, okay? So, but think about that. He had a why. He had a why. Thanks for the heart. But his why wasn't greater than his pain. His why wasn't greater than his desire to still do the drugs. So what else? Okay, like I said, it looks like people who change, they have money, they have the good looks, they have the time, you know, all these kind of things, right? But here's a story that I wanted to share before I get into my own personal why and what it looks like for me. How many people remember Buster Douglas? That's a little old school, right? Buster Douglas, he fought Mike Tyson. Anybody remember that fight? It was back in like in the 90s, I think. And Buster Douglas was considered the underdog. I mean, Mike Tyson, undefeated, heavyweight champion of the world. You know, Iron Mike Tyson, you know, he was potent, knocked out the whole nine yards, right? Well, Buster Douglas was going to fight Mike Tyson. And everybody just thought, well, he's the underdog. He's just going to lose because that's just what happens when you fight Mike Tyson. But here's the thing. Buster Douglas had a why. His why, well, first of all, he wanted to win. He was not fighting to be like, I'm just going to get this purse. He wanted to win, right? And listen, he had a why about why he wanted to win. His why was that his mother had said that he was going to win. And prior to the fight, his mother had passed. So he was stirred up. Now, mind you, he had a reason for himself to do this, okay? You know, nobody wants to fight to lose unless you're thinking about Uptown Saturday Night. Anybody remember that movie? I'm still pulling out the old movies, right, where there's a fix-in. Thanks for the heart. But Buster Douglas wanted to win. Now, if you remember the fight, okay, in the eighth round, Buster Douglas got knocked out. Mike Tyson is all hyped up. Yes, thanks for inviting followers, babe. You know, he's all hyped up. He's just like, yeah. You know, he's thinking like, okay, it's done. But Buster Douglas got up. He got up before the count. And that was a little controversial later on, but he got up before they actually counted him out. But here's the thing. Buster Douglas didn't give up. His why was greater than that knockout, okay? So what did he do? The ninth round, he was going toe-to-toe with Mike Tyson, right? He was fighting him. And the Mike was probably like, wow. But the Mike, I think, was off. He was off because he didn't expect Buster Douglas to you know, get back into the fight. And guess what happened in that 10th round? Buster Douglas knocked out Mike Tyson for the first time ever in history. Mike Tyson was stunned. But when they asked Buster Douglas after the fight, how did he do this? Why did he do it? He said, because of his mother. He was crying. So to me, and this is a motivational video that I've been watching, you know, so if you want to follow me on Share My World Show, my Facebook page, I've shared that as well. And then if you want to tweet me or something, I can be able to send you to that. Or go to my YouTube channel. I subscribe to the place where they have all these motivational videos about resiliency. And I tell you, man, that really just touched me because I just said to myself, that's what his why looked like. His why looked like him beating, knocking out Mike Tyson, which had never been done before. And if you look at what I was just telling you about in terms of the why being bigger than him, that opened the door for other people to believe that they can knock Mike Tyson out too. Right? Now, I mean, because at that point, nobody else had ever done that before. Right? Thanks for joining back in, Katrina. I appreciate it. So what does my why look like? When I talk to people, I tell people, yes, I'm online talk, radio show host, blogger, and I do this show to share my world, right? But my why am I going through this journey of transformation? Why am I allowing God to change me from the inside out? It's because I want to be free. What does I want to be free look like? Look, I don't know if you guys can see this, kind of showing something or whatever, but, you know, my butterfly, that's my metamorphosis. You know, God is moving me from stage to stage. But look at this. I did a little, I call it a little pie chart to say I want to be free. I don't know if you can see this if it's looking backwards or not. But each spoke in this wheel represents areas of my life that I want to be free in. In the middle is faith. I believe that, you know, my faith is driving everything. Oh, it's fine. Oh, look at this. Okay, great. Okay, and then I have family, friends, fitness, fun, and finances. This is what my why looks like for me. Thank you so much for the heart. My why looks like my faith is driving all of these things to be free. Okay, so when I look at my family, I think about me being free mentally, spiritually, emotionally, so that I can be the best wife and mom that I can be, right? I think about my friends. I'm connecting with you guys. I'm making new friends. I'm fostering my you know, old friendships or whatever. God has opened me up to connect with other people to share my story. So think about my finances. I mean, hello, oh, no man, nothing but love. I'm able to go do what I want to do, not just for myself, but to bless others, right, to be a blessing to others. I think about my fitness. Hello, dropping the weight as a byproduct of God transferring me. That's my why. You know, being able to, yes, I want to go shop in stores that are not just plus size. Thank God I'm able to tie my shoes better. Yes, I want to be able to, you know, keep up with my kids, you know, not be winded. Thanks for the heart. You know, those are the things. I want to be healthy. I want to live long. Hey, PT trainer Shonda, I'm just sharing some of my whys about why I'm in this journey of transformation and what it actually looks like. You go back and check out the replay to get some of the other things that I shared. So what else did I say? Fun. I want to have fun. Being overweight, a lot of times you don't want to have fun because you don't want to bring attention to yourself. You're like, I don't know, I'm tired. I mean, literally tired from all the weight. Hey, sis, I love all that you've been sharing. Thank you so much for following me. I do appreciate it, Shonda. So that's what freedom looks like for me. That's what my why looks like for me. So when you look in your life, what does it look like for you? You have to be able to articulate these things. You have to be able to visualize it. That's why I said when I did this little chart, thanks for inviting followers, Shonda. You know, this is just something that I did today just to kind of show you guys. But also, it's going to be my little visual for myself, too, to be like, hey, Kim, thanks for joining. You know, God, you are changing me from the inside out. From my faith, you're changing my family, my fitness, my finances, my fun, and my friends, all because I have submitted myself and surrendered myself to you, right? So when I talk about finding your why, thanks, Dr. B. Hey, how are you? Thanks for joining me, catching me live, okay? So when I talk about my why, okay, when I said thanks for joining, I appreciate it. Thanks for the heart. So when I talk about my why, and then I'm talking to you and encouraging you to find your why, one of the first things that you need to do is you need to find it. You need to be able to, if you don't know what your why is, about why you want to change or why you want God to change, to transform you, you need to find it. You need to ask, you know, you need to visualize it. You need to articulate it, right? And you have to realize that it's not just about you. okay? Whatever God is doing, he's doing it through you, okay? And he's doing it to bless other people. The second thing you need to do, you need to write it down. I mean, I just did it, yes, make it plain. I just did a little, you know, thing here, you know, to do it, but I also have some other things. I have some images of what I want to look like. You know, I tell you this, for family, when we were believing in God for my daughter, I had a little picture of a little girl because that's what we had wanted. We believed God for two sons and a daughter. Now, it didn't happen the time that I wanted it to happen, but I was blessed with a daughter almost five years ago. Excuse me. Okay. Third thing, you need to find scriptures, affirmations, declarations, motivational videos, inspirational songs, all things to renew your mind daily. You must do it. I'm telling you, this is what's helping me. And I notice a difference when I don't do it. Okay? You must renew your mind daily. That's what the scripture says, Romans 12:2, right? Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You cannot be changed by God if you're not renewing your mind. It has to be reprogrammed, okay? The last thing is when you're disappointed, defeated, I talk about those D's, right? Discouraged, you have to go back to the why. That's how Buster Douglas was able to get through after being knocked down by Mike Tyson. He was able to get, thank you so much for the heart. He was able to get up because he remembered that why. He remembered himself wanting to win, but he also remembered his thank you for inviting followers, Dr. D. He remembered, hey, my why, my mom. I always give a biblical example. If you know, you follow me, you follow the show. Thanks, Tom, for joining. Thanks, Inside Gold's World. Thank you, Katrina. I'm hoping that, you know, well, I know everybody's joining for a reason. And I pray that, you know, you find some inspiration and encouragement for your own journey, because that's, you know, my goal. Everybody may not be on a weight loss journey, but I know that you're on some kind of journey and some kind of, oh, it's 5 a.m. in France. Okay, bonjour. That's the only French I know. Oh, no, I don't. I know comme ci, comme ça. I'm sorry. I'm just being silly. Yes. Well, thanks for joining, Tom. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. All the way. See, this is what I'm saying. I am here in Atlanta, Georgia, in the United States of America, connecting with people all over the world, right? Yes, life is a journey. But here's the thing. I'm being able to share my story so that you can be encouraged to share your story. That's the whole reason why I do the show. Okay. So my biblical example is Abraham. I love Abraham. He's the father of our faith, right? So here's the thing. Abraham had a why. Abraham had a why in terms of why he was allowing God to transform him on his journey. Now, you follow the story. You know, and I always tell you guys, please read. I mean, I'm not deliberately trying to mislead you, but there are some people that, you know, they may do that. So you need to, as my mother would say, know them for yourself. So in Genesis, you know, the story of Abraham, so I'm going to give you two wives, actually. Well, okay. So here's the deal with Abraham and his wife. We don't know much about Abraham before. We know he was wealthy, right? So that really wasn't his why. He wasn't, you know, doing this because he wanted to be wealthy. He was already married for a while, so he wasn't doing this because accepting my why, good stuff. Yes, thank you, Dr. B. And he was, you have two sons, okay. So he wasn't doing this because he was married, but we know that Sarah, he was 75, he had been married to Sarai at the time. And Ishmael, Isaac, yes, the story. Yes, he had two sons, absolutely. And we know the story. So, but this is some people who don't know the story sometimes. Here's the deal. Abraham, when he left his town, the place that he had known to go to land that he didn't know, God gave him promises. And you can find those promises in Genesis 12, 1 through 3. That's me and my husband. Okay, sorry. No, it's okay. No, we're all sharing here. So thanks for helping people to remember, or even if they don't. I try to treat my followers as if some of them don't know it. And if you do know it, it's just a great reminder of the story of Abraham and Isaac and Sarah and that whole story. But go to Genesis 12, 1 through 3. This is my husband and our mission statement, because we believe that God is blessing and through us, all the families on the earth are going to be blessed through us, okay? So you go through Genesis 12, 1 through 3, and you'll see God specifically told him. What did he tell him? God told him that, I'm trying to find it. deal with me again. He was like, I'll take you to land you don't know. I'll make you a great nation, and I will bless you, make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. Right? Okay. So we already know this is part of his why. So when we see Abraham going step by step, doing things, thank you so much for the hearts. I appreciate it, right? He didn't know where he was going. He just, by faith, left, right? But he had a why. God promised him something. And this is what I'm saying to you. Whatever God, when you seek God for your why, it's a promise. It's a promise for you to do something, right? And then God is in return going to do something to you, through you. Abraham didn't know what his transformation was going to be. Thanks, Katrina, for joining back in. By faith, he had a why. Amen. That's why I said, you see, for me, that faith is the center of everything. It's the wheel within the middle of the wheel, as the old people would say, right? Okay, so he went, and then we see all along the way. But here's the thing. This is what I talk about visualizing, getting to remind us. All along the way, he was 75 when he started this journey, right? And we know he didn't have Isaac until he was like almost 100, right, 99. So all the promises of God are yes and amen. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, Tom. So here's the deal. God promised him, right, that he would make him a great nation. But here's the thing. He didn't see his promises. This is our example for ourselves in our journey of transformation. We don't know the exact way God is going to do it. All we need to do is still believe and trust that he is going to do it, right? Jeremiah 29:11, that he has plans and a hope for us, right, in the future, okay? So we have to hold on to that. Thank you, Abel, for. So, and here I just wanted to point out that even in the scriptures, God gives us examples needed to speak plans. Yes, Dr. D, this is for me. I tell you, I do it for myself. He has to look with the eyes of God. Yes, Tom. He had to look with the eyes of God because God had to show him all along the way to reassure him, give him the visual. So I promise you that if he was doubting, because we don't know, it doesn't say, but if he was feeling low, if he was feeling like, come on, God, I left this land that I didn't know, that, you know, I knew I was wealthier, I had my family here, I went to Canaan, and 25 years later, and I still, what is going on? Hey, Trey Greer Jr., Lakeisha Riddick, blogger, online talk radio show host. You are here with the live simulcast of Share My World Show and my daily evening blog. So look at these three scriptures here, Genesis 13:14-16, Genesis 15, the fifth verse, hey, Dr. D, okay, and then Genesis 17, the sixth chapter. All those things were reminders of visuals. I mean, God told Abraham, okay, look, all the land, look outside. You see here, all this land you can see from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And look at the dust of the earth. That's how your descendants are going to be, right? Then he tells him, look at the stars in the sky. That's how your descendants are going to be. Then he tells him, in Genesis 17:6, you will be exceedingly fruitful. Guess what? Abraham looked at his future through the heart of Jesus as he was standing before her. Yes, he was. If you can interpret it that way, yes, I believe that's what it was. Exceedingly fruitful nations of you, and then what? Kings will come forth from you. So, I mean, you have to look at God and be like, God, man, you know exactly what I need in order to keep me going. That is, I mean, for me, I tell you guys, God speaks to me through my dreams, and he's showing me what I'm going to look like literally and the impact that I'm going to have with people by telling my story on the other side. I get glimpses of it. It's a little, you know, I want to say scary sometimes. Yes, Abraham had no Bible. You're right. But here's the thing. He was able to always go back and look. I bet you when he was thinking, oh, man, another day and Sarah's not pregnant. Look at those stars in the sky. Oh, look at the sand on the earth. Oh, look at this. I mean, do you see what I'm saying? So you have to do that yourself. You have to be able to stir up yourself, to keep yourself motivated, to keep yourself encouraged for yourself, because God is giving you these clues. He's giving you these reminders, but you have to keep it in your mind. You have to keep it visual. And that's what I'm trying to say here, is that you stir up the gifts that are inside you, yes, and visualize the things that God is saying. Look for it. for me, I had to actually look and see, well, okay, God, you know, you transformed me. I know it's not just for me. Okay, well, what else is there? Okay, I know this year before, I'm glad you were able to join in, Eagle, for, you know, I'm just really glad that you're able to join in to hear, and so that you can be inspired and help somebody else along the way, because that's what we're all here for, you know. And what else was that? Oh, and then now here's the whole thing here. When Abraham was faced with his test of sacrificing Isaac, and you can find that in Genesis, the 22nd chapter, right, the 8th verse. Thanks for inviting followers again, babe. Seek first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness. Yeah, will be, and yes, all things will be added unto you. Yes, indeed. Because here's the thing: when he was faced with that test. Look at what he said. Genesis 22nd, 8th chapter. You know, Isaac was like, excuse me, where is the lamb for the sacrifice here? Uh-oh. And Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And the two of them walked together. How in the world was he able to do that? He visualized. He was like, well, God, if you could give me a son at this haste, Shonda, thanks for joining back in. You can give me a son at this age, and well, two sons at that time, but this is promised one, and you promised the descendants and kings are going to come from this person, like the stars in the sky, the sands on the earth. Well, hey, you could do it again. Give me another son or whatever. He was open to the possibility. You're having connection issues. Okay, well, thanks so much for joining back in. So what I'm saying to you is this is what helps keep you going. You have to have a why. It has to be greater than your pain, your circumstances, your situation. It has to be greater, because if not, you're not going to keep moving forward. So let me just pray before I close out. So thank you, Father, for the people that you directed to the scope tonight and on Blog Talk Radio. And I thank you for blessing them mightily, giving them peace, wisdom, and direction about their why so that they can be blessed and help others. In Jesus' name. And I just thank you guys for joining me. I really do appreciate it. I love doing these simulcasts, because before, when I was just doing the Blog Talk Radio, I never, is there a way to contact me? Yes, yes indeed. Follow me on all social media. You can go to my blog, sharemyworldshow.com. And actually, you can see, I just revealed some more pictures of, oh, you came in too late. That's okay. You can always go back and check the replay. I really do appreciate it. And you can go there on sharemyworldshow.com. You could, you know, check out my blog, check out some pictures that I just released. I have lost day 140 of my journey, 25.6 pounds. You can see some pictures, and you can check out some other pictures that I've been doing all along the way. So you can see my progress. And the reason why I'm doing this is because it's helping people along the way. A lot of times people get to the other side, and then they share. Thank you. And then they share, but then guess what happens? People don't, you know, remember, like, oh, or they think that it was an easy journey. It's not an easy journey for me. Thank you so much for the encouragement. Now, listen, I'm broadcasting live, right, on Blog Talk Radio and on Periscope, but I'm going to end on my Blog Talk Radio show, and I'm going to go on here a few more minutes. So when you hear me say thank you for, you know, sharing, just don't disconnect this yet, okay? So for my Blog Talk Radio show, listeners, thank you for joining. Stay connected, sharemyworldshow.com, sharemyworldshow on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and I appreciate everything that you're doing, and you can just continue. And if you want to catch more of my archive episodes, go to iTunes for Sharing My World. Now go and share your world with others. Be blessed. Now I just ended it.